This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, we know when the Walz administration was spending money, and more money with the trifecta. As I've said many times, more money than I wish they would have. I think tax incentives, tax reductions should have been a part of it, and also saving some of that money. Among the items which drew the most attention, maybe as much for the picture as anything, is when the Democrats, having the majority in the House, Senate, and obviously the governor's office, okayed a plan where you would have free lunch and breakfast in schools all across the state. And there was a lot of debate about that. About a week ago, you had Tina Smith and Ilhan Omar, two Democrats who've spoken out on lunches for a long time, where they offered up the No Shame at School Act, which would prohibit school districts from publicly identifying or shaming students, their verbiage, okay, shaming students, who are unable to pay for school meals. School meals, yep. It also bans schools from hiring debt collectors to recover unpaid school meal debt. Legislation requires schools to attempt to directly certify children with unpaid meal debt for free or reduced price meals, and allow schools to be retroactively reimbursed. So it was a topic I thought we'd get into, and we just didn't. Then I saw another part of the story again today from Fox 9, where you have Prior Lake and Byron. They've opted out of what you have in Minnesota of the free school meal funding. And as the Fox 9 story points out, some are not happy. Prior Lake said they don't deny lunch to any student, and they offer everyone free breakfast plus free lunches, K-3. Parents pointed out in some of the criticism that a school board meeting in July, the nutrition director mentioned what they see as a profit motive. The director of child nutrition said, "We make money and we're able to support the students in need as well." Also said at this same meeting that an initial survey showed parents prioritize saving money, but then they're in a second survey after week-long of trials based on federal standards. They got feedback the portions were too small, and the district sent a statement saying that this survey going back years revealed a variety. Let me get the exact quote here again. Revealed a desire continue for flexibility and variety in meals. Republicans, and I think they made a number of valid points, said that when this debate was taking place, Dave, that Walz and the Democrats are playing politics and that you have a number of programs already where pretty much everybody who needs to qualify has been covered, and that why are we paying for school lunches for families who can't afford it? And I made those points before, and I'll admit I could have called this the conflict hour, because was I in a position to pay for Hunter Griffin Quinton's lunches when I was paying for Mike's lunches? Yes, I am. Dave, you're going to face, you know, more of this when both kids are in school. And so there's no denying that there is a certain percentage of parents who are in the position where they can pay for it. And when you cover everybody, if in this case it was all across America, that is more money where taxpayers are paying for. But I think this should be an automatic, Dave. I really do. I think the kids who want breakfast and lunch at schools, it just should be an automatic. And if they have to raise property taxes, that things, we get referendums, whatever it might be, I think it just should be an automatic part of schools. And I think if we ended up doing it as is taking place here in this state outside of these two districts, in 5-10 years, people wouldn't even think about it anymore. And I understand the pushback as I laid it out. If I can afford it, why should I be getting this this break? Because we just should make it as simple as easy. If your kids are going to these schools, along with the education, and by the way, the education is not the same. There are some places where you may feel like it's better than others. All sorts of factors, Dave. But just to make it a part of their day, boom, we should cover it. And as someone who for a couple decades has been talking to kids about their school lunches, I'm not a big fan of the quality. And I still think one of the more nonsensical items that was pushed against Michelle Obama was, oh no, she wants to make our school lunches healthier. God forbid that. But yes, let's just include breakfast and lunch for kids, and it's a part of what happens. Yay or nay on that, Dave Harrigan. Yay or nay from texters, since it's back in the news from last week what Omar and Smith had to say, and now Fox 9 drawing light to what's happening in Byron and Prior Lake. Should we just cover everybody, or do you think it's a mistake and that we should make the accommodations for individuals whose income puts them in a position where their kids' lunches are paid for? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you say?
First of all, I'll start with the nutrition. In my district, you go to the website, you got the lunch and breakfast options every day, and they're listed in the categories. You got your protein category, you got your fruit, you got your grains, you got your vegetables. French fries apparently fall in the vegetable category. I'm not kidding. So We've got some work to do on nutrition. There's a ton of work that can be done on the nutritiousness of the meals, both breakfast and lunch. Absolutely, I'm sure, in many, many districts. I come at this from tremendous bias. My daughter, my oldest, is in second grade now, so for first and second grade, has experienced the free lunch benefits in kindergarten. Due to the lack of nutritious nature, we sent her with a home lunch, I think, 4 days a week, and then usually let her pick one day a week where that was the one she wanted. Boom, that's my lunch right there. I'm eating the hot lunch today. If my kids were out of school, I would be saying, this is ridiculous. We should not be paying for lunches of kids that are in families that can absolutely afford it. I 100% agree with that argument. But, you know, Chad, it's really easy when things are coming to a head in the morning and the bus is only 5 minutes away and you still don't have a lunch made and you don't want to send and you don't want to have the kid take money out of your account again just to buy a lunch. It's really easy to say, thanks, Gov. Thanks, Democratic trifecta. I owe you one.
So you're basically saying as long as it benefits you, you're all for it.
I'm saying in 13 years, I'll change my mind. I'm dead serious. I'm not making a joke. Yes, right now I'm totally for it. And when my kids are out of school, I will be once again saying, this is ridiculous.
Apparently I'm not talking to Mary Jo Copeland right
no,
now.
No, you are definitely not. And I'm also not giving you a kidney.
All right, let's get to the texters and calls when we come back. Dave Aragon, my uncle, once asked the question 30-some years ago. My uncle asked the Herald, who I miss. Made my father look like a shrinking violet, by the way, Herald did. Are you a giver or are you a taker? I said I'm a giver. Dave Aragon officially is a taker. Your texts and calls when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
253 H Lake in about 10. Dave, tell the story on air, which you just were telling me off air, about with your school, with your oldest, and if she brings a lunch from home.
I assume it's like this for every district. It seems like it's kind of the policy of not only the district, but just kind of what's written in the law. If she goes in line for a lunch, for a school lunch, I think it's three different items. You are mandated to take a minimum of three items. You have to take it whether you want it or not. This is part of the deal. You got to take at least three different things. And yeah, if she brings a lunch from home that day, but walks up and says, "Hey, all I want is a milk. Just need some milk to go with this, you know, peanut butter and jelly I brought from home."
Yeah.
You have to pay for the milk.
And take the three items.
No, you don't have to take the three items.
Oh.
But, like, I think the rule is, technically, and I don't know if this is actually enforced. I hope it's not. If you were to go in line for a whole lunch and say, "I want the pizza and I want the pear," and that's it, you would have to pay. But then if you take the, you know, the breadstick that goes along with it and you just throw it away, that's free. That's fine.
It's absurd.
It's government.
Among the texts, do people really believe it's free? I think the better way of breaking the public would be, we're taking this money from you, doing this with it, or send out a referendum vote. Oh, there's no doubt this is taking money from taxpayers. We also are paying for public schools now. We have property taxes raised to pay for more. I'm not saying it's free. And I am acknowledging that there are plenty of parents out there who can't afford it. But to clean it up and to move forward, I still think this is the better way to go. Now, somebody says, just coming in, "I completely agree with Chad if the nutrition is improved." Is that plausible? It's we don't plausible for sure. Is it realistic that whether you're paying for them or not, that better school lunches are out there without notably increasing the prices?
I think it is. Yeah, I don't think it would be that difficult.
More texts. It's not about whether the parents can afford it. It's really about the stigma that happens to students who get free meals. Children should not have to face this. More texts. "We're becoming socialists. I believe parents should be held responsible for having children and should be able to feed and include them." I certainly believe that parents have incredible responsibilities, and some parents rise up to it and some don't. But right now we have public schools where, by the way, if you're living like where I'm living, my kids went across the street, went to school, and because they lived here, they didn't have to pay for it. So including lunches and breakfasts, I think we should do it. I do. And there's a taxpayer component to it. I appreciate all the feedback today. A lot of good text today. Thank you so much. Spend the next 3 hours with Henry, and we'll be back with you tomorrow, starting at noon, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.